Hi all, Rachel here. So, lately I've been looking back, not literally, figuratively, and reminiscing about the good old days, back when I was young, carefree, and without the stresses of school, work, or my future. These thoughts have become much more relevant now that much of my life is beginning to change drastically. While looking back, I've noticed that there's lots of my youth that I don't actually remember. Conspiracy theory? Maybe not. This is not that kind of podcast. But when I was a baby, my parents ran my life entirely. They decided what I ate, when I slept, and how I lived, because I was entirely useless, as all babies are. Anyways, my parents are also the ones who have all the memories of me during this time. This idea made me want to know more about what my parents' memories and perspectives about me were when I was younger. In this podcast, I will investigate into my younger self, or rather, what it was like raising Rachel, because alliteration, man. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome, newcomers. I'm Rachel Vieira, your host, and today's episode is sponsored by Kellogg's Fruit Loops, super-sized bites with deliciously intense natural fruit flavors. Pick up your box at your local grocery store today. Now, let's get into the podcast. This will be interesting. Now, I know my parents would probably tell you that their memory isn't so great, and they would much rather be doing anything else other than this podcast. But I personally think we'll get some interesting information out of them. Also, I bribed them with the possibility of my baking cookies for them if this goes well, so I'm pretty certain you'll be entertained. Anyways, as I always say, this'll be interesting. All right, I've got my parents here with me now. Say hi, parents.
Hi.
Hi, parents. So let's begin. The first thing I want to discuss with you guys is my name. My full name, the name that these people sitting next to me gave me, is Rachel Ava Julia Vieira. This, or at least just Rachel, is one of the first things that people learn about me when they meet me. As arbitrary as someone's name might be, I still think it's a really important part of them, and it can be really telling of their character, or at least just what their parents intended for their character. So, parents, what was your inspiration or intention when naming me Rachel? Go ahead.
I think we eliminated a lot of names that had some familiarity with us. So it was sort of something unique we both.
We both agreed on. I remember having a list, maybe our top five, and I think Rachel was one of the names that we both had.
Okay.
And it was neutral enough,
Neutral.
sorry, not too strong, not too weak, just
I do remember we only decided on Rachel
the
before
day
you were
before. Well,
born.
she came early, so that didn't help.
Yeah, it was just like, okay,
And
we have a name, you can come now. So
you didn't
sorry. Yeah,
know.
that's true. We did actually say that. She can be born now because we do have a name.
But you didn't know if I would be a boy or a girl.
We never had a boy's name.
You never
No,
had a
we didn't
boy's
know.
name.
No.
Well, lucky you guys. Okay, what about this? My name's not so normal because you spell it RACHAEL. What was with that?
Originally, it was EL, and if we left it as EL, your life would have been a lot easier. I'm sorry. What happened was,
And your mother has to apologize because that's totally her
that's
decision.
totally her. So it was EL. I filled out the paperwork at the hospital. When you were born, came home with you and noticed that we had an email from one of your dad's aunts in England, who congratulated us on the birth of our daughter Rachel, and she spelt it RACHAEL. And I said, "Oh, she's English. She must know what she's doing. Her name should be spelt RACHAEL." So
So
I
you
called
thought
the
it's more
hospital.
proper.
I thought it was more proper. I called the hospital and I asked them to take the
Change the spelling.
change the spelling, and they did. But something I do have to tell you, you were not named after Rachel from Friends. just want to disclaim that, okay? You were not, like, inspired by that. If anything, Ooh. Rachel, from you don't know. Anyway, if anything, you were, I was probably thinking about one of the sheep my brother had growing up.
Aww.
And she was a nice little sheep, so
I like what sheep. I was thinking of. thank you for that. I appreciate that you, like, thought about it a little bit. And it definitely could have been much worse. It could have been Audrey.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for the next question? No, Dad, that does not count as one of my questions. Experiencing firsts is a big part of growing up. A first that was really made it me realize how much I have grown up lately is getting my first real job. And within that, there were many other firsts. Having a formal interview, getting qualifications and training, and having all the responsibilities of a job, all for the first time. These were things that I can recall that have made an impact on my life. But there are many other firsts that I cannot recall and that have contributed to my growing up. Mom, Dad, can you tell me about some of my major milestones of growing up, such as when I first began to walk, my first words, and when I actually started to talk?
That's a mom question, because my memory doesn't go that far back.
Wait, aren't we going to talk about what a bad baby you were?
No.
Oh, I was waiting for that question. Oh my gosh, you were the worst.
Rachel never napped.
Rachel never napped.
Okay, this isn't exactly answering your question.
Now I only nap.
Now she only naps. Yeah, Rachel never napped. She was colicky. She cried all the time. Okay, so let's go back to your question.
Your first time talking.
I know that you walked at 11 months. We got it on
video. That was average, right?
11 months. I thought it was quite early. Oh, do you want to tell about the time how she stood up for the first time when we were in Cuba in that rickety old crib?
So we took a trip to Dominican Republic, we wanted a crib, and he brought us a rickety crib, and I complained, and they took it away and brought back another one. It was just as bad. So I think I had duct tape. Why I brought duct tape, I don't know, but I duct taped the whole damn thing together. And lo and behold, this would have to be the, you know, the week that Rachel decides to stand up, and, you know, like, it's just a bad timing.
I was just too ahead of you guys.
You sat up at 4 months. I know that. Talking, it's hard for me to really know what a real word is. I think some people think their kids talk way before they talk. It's probably just passing gas and they mistake it for words.
Oh no.
So your first words, I don't know. You said oh. I remember her saying oh.
She liked
that
to
makes
say
sense.
It was more oh.
Yeah. Like when we forgot to remember the child locks we had? I put child locks in quotation. We had these knobs in our kitchen cupboards.
You know, we put elastics around two side by side. And, you know, if we didn't, that was to keep her from going under the sink and getting it, you know, stuff like Comet and stuff. But yeah, if we didn't put them back, she'd let us know. So it was kind of ironic.
She'd point and go, uh-oh. And then she would go put the elastic band back so she could childproof herself.
Oh, no.
That was very handy. What else first? You know, after the first 4 months, it was just much better. Much better. And I think you met all the milestones. We weren't worried about you. Walking came well. I mean, riding a bike, that was done. Learning to swim.
Reading was a little slow, but we can get on to that later.
Reading.
We'll get on to that later. Next topic. I would say that I'm a good student, at least not a bad one. I definitely care about school and work hard to do well. I think I only really began to care about how I did in school in 10th grade. Before then, I never really realized that I could do well if I tried. I'm not sure where that came from, and I can't remember much of what I thought about myself as a student when I was young either. My next question for my parents is about how I was as a student in my elementary years. So, parents, what did you guys think about me during this time?
I think you were a decent student.
Okay.
What do you think?
Not the most excellent.
Anything really?
No, she was...
No concerns, right?
No concerns.
No concerns is good.
Grade two. No, grade two. I remember getting a call from your teacher in grade two, just giving us the heads up that you were going to get a C in reading.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that was a little surprising. But she kind of just reassured me that all kids learn to read at different times, and there was nothing really to be all that concerned about. The reading would come. And I think it did, because I remember in grade four, you casually mentioning that you were part of the Battle of the Books team.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was.
So somehow you managed to put it together.
There we go.
I remember Kevin turning to you and saying, Rachel can read. I didn't even know she could read, so that was kind of
neat. I said that?
He did. Yeah.
Definitely different than now, I guess. It's very interesting just to see how different, like, a big aspect of my life, like school life, has changed.
For sure. We can't get your nose out of a book these days.
The last thing that I'd like to talk to my parents about might be a bit of a downer, but I'd like to talk about it all the same. I know exactly where I'd be without you guys. I'd be nowhere. You've always been there for me and have helped me to be everything that I am, the good and the bad, and I really do appreciate all that you have done for me. But now I'm interested to know how my life has affected you. How do you guys think that your lives would have been different if I was never in your life?
Oh, that's not an option, is it?
Listen, we can say, we can say you'd be lost.
Mom would be lost.
I would totally be lost.
Because Mom can't navigate, and Rachel's really good at it.
I'm a good navigator in the car, yes.
I probably would have set the house on fire.
Well, oh, there's that, yes, too, of course. Okay, so we have to tell the story about Mom's bread baking.
Yep.
We had an old stove. When we switched kitchens, we had a second stove, and Mom was keeping the dough warm.
I was proofing the bread.
Proofing the bread. Okay, you call it proofing.
Yeah.
In the oven with she put the light bulb on a little bit, right? And I guess she forgot that she had it in there and came along and turned the oven on full to, like, bake something.
I remember.
Preheat
the oven, and there was, you know, the dish towel over top of the bowl, and
it
caught fire.
Caught fire.
And Mom didn't know what to do.
Mom goes, "Text your father."
No, she called.
And I go, "No, mother." I go, "No, mother. You call him." And then I go.
Rachel ran downstairs and got a fire extinguisher and put it out. Thank goodness. Actually, she gave the fire extinguisher, and Beth still didn't know how to use it. So then she put it out with a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Thank you, Rachel. So I cannot imagine my life without you. It would be...
It'd be a little bit chaotic.
That's very good to know. Chaotic, less eventful, less fun times. No one would be able to wash the dogs, because I'm the only one who can do that.
That's true. You're very good at bathing the dogs.
If it's multiple times a week, too.
We would be... I wouldn't be here.
Oh. Thanks, parents. You were a huge help. Very insightful. I will definitely be making some cookies for you in the near future. Say bye now.
Bye now.
Bye now. Love you, Razor.
I don't know about you guys, but I found that very interesting. Youth is a bizarre concept. We were all once just crawling around in diapers, unable to do anything for ourselves, and our parents, for some reason, decided that they wanted to keep us around. Now that I'm more grown up, about to leave their house and start my life much more independently, I really appreciate all that they have done for me. This experience has definitely strengthened that appreciation and has taught me much more about myself. I hope that listening to this podcast has made you guys think more about your own childhood and perhaps has made your appreciation for your own parents stronger. So maybe go home and talk to your parents and ask them some of the questions that I asked mine. Learn more about your own lives and the perspectives of the people who care about you. I think it'll be an interesting experience in the least. Thanks everyone for listening. Hope you hear me next time. Bye for now.